Acts chapter 19, heading Dividing the Forest Fire. That's when Krishna and Balaram, along with his friends, were engaged in such pastimes in the forest and killing the Palambasur. The cows, being freed from their observation, began to proceed more and more and enter into the deepest part of the forest, being allured by fresh grasses within the forest. This way, all the goats, cows, buffaloes, while traveling from one forest to another, they entered another forest which was known as Isikatobi. Isikatobi forest was full with green grass, and therefore they are cured by the place. But when they enter, they saw that there was a forest fire. Thus they began to cry. On the other side, Rama, Krishna, along with his cowards, friends, when they could not dress out their animals, they became very much aggrieved and thinking where the cows had gone. They began to dress out the cows by following their footprints, as well as the path of eaten grass by the cows. All of them were thinking that their means of livelihood, the cows, are now lost. By searching out the cows in the forest and hearing the crying sounds of the cows, they were themselves were very much tired and thirsty. They began to return from that place. Krishna then began to call for the cows by their respective names with great voice, and the cows also, immediately after hearing Krishna's calling, replied the call with great joy. This time, the forest fire surrounded all of them. The scene appeared to be very fearful. While the flames of the forest fire were expanding, there was a companion of the fire, the wind blowing very fast. The whole thing together appeared as if they were prepared to devour everything movable and not movable in that spot. All the cows and the cowherd's boy became too much frightened by the expansion of the fire. All the cowherd's boy began to look towards Baladeva Krishna as if a dying man was looking to the picture of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Began to say like this, "My dear Krishna, my dear Krishna, both you and Balaram are very powerful. You are now burning by the pressure of the blazing fire. Let us take the shelter of your lotus feet. We know you can protect us from this great danger. My dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends. It does not behove that we shall suffer in this condition of life. We are all completely dependent on you, and you are the knower of all religious life. And we do not know anyone else except yourselves." The personality of Godhead heard this appealing voice of his friends, and with pleasing glance over them, began to answer as follows. He impressed upon his friends by speaking through the eyes that there was no cause of fear. Don't be worried. As Krishna, the supreme, mystic, powerful personality of Godhead, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire within his mouth. All the cows and cowherd's boy was thus saved from the imminent danger. Cowherd's boys there, out of fear, became almost unconscious. But when they came to their consciousness and opened their eyes, they saw that all of them, along with Krishna, Balaram and the cows, they are again in the Bhandi forest. When they found themselves along with their cows in safe place, all of them became very much astonished. When the cowherd's boys saw them themselves completely free from the attack of the blazing fire, and their cows are safe. They thought within themselves that Krishna was not an ordinary boy, but he was some demigod. Plus Krishna and Balaram, along with cowherds, boys, and cows, returned to Vrindavan in the evening. While playing on their flutes, they returned in the village of Vrindavan